That's like the
right, we are rolling on both, so you're good to go.
Cool.
Hello.
What episode is it?
10.
10.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Jimson and Roscoe show. We're back in the Garden of Eden. Today we are joined by Brendan Straffan, aka Shitter.
AKA the Don.
Yeah, bit of them all.
And Costa's over here as well.
As always.
As the plaque crushing.
So, Brent, three good things that happened to you today, mate.
Euros are starting. Yeah. England's first game today.
It's now, isn't it?
2 o'clock kickoff.
Is it?
Yeah, so we need to keep an eye on the score.
Right, okay.
What else? Summer's hit. And we finished our garden so the kids can finally...
play in the pool.
Play in the pool, yeah. Same. Be watching them.
Nice. What, how was that? How was making your pool? I know the story.
Well, no, the pool's all right.
Oh, like, you're actually garden. Being serious? You got a proper pool?
Well, it's like 3 meters wide.
But we built had in. Like,
nah,
not a
nah.
paddling pool.
It's like a massive paddling pool.
Oh, sick!
But no, we had a really hilly garden, like a lot hillier than this. Mm. You can't see that, but but yeah, hillier than what we're on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we dropped like loads of money into building walls and flattening it out, and then getting artificial grass.
Yeah, sick.
Extending our deck.
But we were talking about how whenever you go and do something, it's like it's fucking way more expensive.
Mate, I was like £1,200. That'll do it. Artificial grass costs more than that. It's absolutely brutal.
Like, we've been doing our ice since we moved in September 2018. And like, you just go to B&Q and then you just find yourself, if you're doing a room, you go to B&Q and then you end up going back there like fucking five times.
Yeah.
Because you just don't get everything. And it's just, yeah.
It's when we started, because Ben did the walls. And he was like, yeah, order this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, that's not actually too bad. And that was like for the first half of the first wall. And I was like, oh my God, you've got to do like that another 8 or 9 times.
Right. I've sank all this money into it, and it's a council house. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I hope I don't get evicted or something.
I thought you bought it.
I bought it. We put in the thing.
You did, that was right at the beginning of COVID, right?
Yeah. And since then, like all Curo workers are no longer in the office.
Right. Cool.
So like,
but they're at home, right?
They're still getting paid to work now.
And then they've responded to my email, so they wanted some bank statements. So I sent them the email with the bank statements, and then it was about...
Got lost in their junk mail, didn't it?
Yeah, got lost in their junk mail. About 5 months later, they like responded, like, oh, sorry, this got lost in junk mail, but this is now out of date, so we need 3 more. And I've sent them 3 more, and they still haven't responded. Straight back in the junk mail. So, yeah. I mean, because we've been there, we tried to, because we've done like a three-way mutual exchange with my missus' mum. And because she'd been there forever, and that was like where my missus was brought up. Well, not in that one. There was one down the road, but he moved. So anyway, it's in the system. Because we'd done the mutual exchange, we were wondering if we could get her right
extended.
To buy. But we can't.
Did they laugh in your face?
They were like, nah. You can have, they were like, you can have right to acquire, but you can't have right to buy. So
yeah, right to buy is like 80, 70 grand.
Yeah, there, like yeah. 80 grand off the price. Like, yeah, take
some
twirl,
and you'd have had to, they'd end up giving you like 50 grand. Here you go, mate. I'm in your house. Just got to get insurance on your boiler.
Go buy yourself a lamp or something with it.
We'll cover your insurance for the first year.
But yeah, so yeah, now it's like, what is it? Was it capped at 13 grand or something, innit? I think it's capped off.
Yeah.
But I spoke to Gotsy and he's done it.
Yeah.
He'd done it not long ago, like a year or two ago. And he did say to me when so I spoke hot. To him, he said, keep pestering them.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because they won't.
Yeah, no, because they don't want to, do they? No. You know what I mean? Because you're just paying. You're paying. Yeah.
They lose that, like, monthly income, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because they're heavily subsidised, aren't they?
Mm.
Well, they don't make any profit, do they?
Nah.
And when they build houses for... the local people of Bath, they're like, yeah, nice starter house, 400 grand.
Yeah.
In Fox Hill.
Yeah. That one,
Fox Hill.
Because up there, where's the other one they got? It's over Warminster Road, isn't it? Mm. Warminster Road. They're yeah, like...
They're like 600 grand and they start
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and the rest. They're like...
nice what, from the canal.
Are you on about?
You know Warminster Road, like as you...
I should do.
Boy King Edwards. School.
Yeah, mate, I'm so bad.
As soon as you go onto Warminster Road, after turning left, like past the fire station.
Used to be the MOD.
Up there, on the left-hand side there.
Yeah, 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 as you go up the hill.
Yeah.
Mate, crazy.
My missus' sister's got ice there.
Really?
But she's obviously
is
got...
Is this
like,
the one where one. They've got like...
She's obviously like in a Curo housing association.
Right, okay.
And
what in on that side?
On that estate.
Oh man.
And she was saying like they're proper strict about what curtains you can and can't put up. Like,
your car looks shit compared to everyone else's there.
No, their cars are right, it's like but I think
normally you see shit of cars in nicer areas.
£1 million houses.
You know what I mean?
Bound to have a few nice cars.
Yeah, well, one or two.
Tesla or two. But I think you do it in pockets, though, don't you? So that, like, that's like the ghetto of the
of, the
of that area.
All the kids who go to King Edward don't go to the left-hand corner. That's where the common is.
Yeah, that's where the common is.
What are you doing? Taking
then.
Photos? He didn't even tell us. He's a pervert, isn't he?
Do you know what? We still need to invest in
what?
That Polaroid.
Yeah.
To get the board up.
eBay?
What is the temperature now?
10.
Like 12, probably about 26. Oh, see, I don't like anything over 13, mate.
You don't?
No. Not built for it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Someone said to me, they said, "Don't your beard make you hot?" And I said, "No." I
Is
said,
it not?
No. So imagine you're
have a clue,
on though. Your head, right? Does your head sweat when you've got hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course it does.
Mine never.
What? That's what? A lie.
Well, it probably sweat, but it didn't feel hot.
Oh, that's because the sweat falls down off your face.
All the heat
right? So the heat goes into my hair.
Stay on top of your head.
No, all the heat goes
so
out your
with
head.
A bald head and no hat on, I get a sweaty head and it gets fucking hot.
Right.
My face doesn't. The beard kind of soaks it up and doesn't get hot and sweaty. Right.
So you don't get any like sweat going through your beard?
Nah.
But not even after jiu-jitsu?
Huh?
After
jiu-jitsu,
out.
Mate, I'm basically like been in a swimming pool. Especially this week, training this week, I've done like...
In the game?
Yeah. Hot, ass. Hot. It was like Sicily. Not as bad.
Yeah, but no, yeah. Sicily was all right, though, because it's a different heat, because it's not like... You walk outside in England, it's just moist in the air, isn't it?
Yeah. Humid as fuck.
Yeah. Grim. Savage. But yeah, it was hot. It was horrible. It was like... I felt like I was probably going to be that football player on a pitch at certain points.
Oh dear.
It's a disgusting. You're trying to make
a bit too
about.
Soon, chimps.
No, he's alive.
Hours. Yeah, but.
I don't think he's very well, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's going clapping.
Mate.
I'm hearing all this from secondhand news.
Have
don't
you seen
judge
it or
me.
Not?
No, I haven't seen
it. He's just seen it on a meme.
Just heard someone
like,
talk about it.
All his teammates did like a big thing, didn't they? Because the cameras were like, oh yeah, let's watch him get
chest
compressions and maybe die. Cheers, BBC. His team had to do like a full blown, what's it called? Like circle round
them.
He's like they're like full blood. As soon as they couldn't film him, they found his missus in the crowd and were like, "Yeah, let's watch her."
let's watch her go.
They
were like
from the Jimmy Savile, like no respect at all.
Nah, of course they are. BBC got fuck all. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it. It's because that didn't. There were a player happened to him like a few years back, as well, didn't they? They just dropped dead. The heart stopped on the pitch.
Yeah, there was a player. You can't remember who he used to play for. I think it was in the African
World Cup or something, was it?
I think it was in the African Cup of Nations.
You might be able to actually answer this, sure. You know the Angel of Death? Have you ever seen that?
What, from the Bible?
Nah, the video of the footballer that does some weird, like, he does bare backflips and then just ends and goes and then dies on the pitch.
No, I haven't seen that.
Have you not seen it?
Not even sure if it's real, to be honest. Cause
I want you to see it and tell me if it's real.
I don't think it is. I think I might have heard about it.
I spoke to somebody yesterday and they were like, yeah, I've seen that video.
Who was that though?
Just somebody.
Yeah,
I think it was
that
me.
Conversation never happened.
Do you know what? Yeah, I would have shown you
it was
it,
yesterday.
Man.
Only saw six people.
Mate, I've seen 600 people. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, I went to the club on Friday after I got back from London.
Yeah, they said you
what was London
as we closed.
It was good. It was really weird leaving.
No, because what was it? It was like a grind show. But
no,
you were sat at
it was hip hop. So it was like
but you were sat at tables like you were watching the theatre.
Yeah, but like
or comedy.
Verb T, he's very. His new album is actually quite jazzy. It's like Ill Informed who's the producer. It's a lot of jazz samples, so it really fit well for the type of place it was. But it was quite nice. I actually enjoyed sitting there at a table, having some food, drinking.
I'd love that.
So did you just drive out to Jomar?
No, we got a train.
Is he coming on the podcast?
No, I might get one at some point. Talk about
fighting
in his gym and that, because we actually had some good discussions in the training. Like he was talking a lot about his fighter mindset and how
spinning through the air like a ninja.
Yeah, well, no, he was
seen his video, his highlight videos.
He was talking more about like where he through his 20s was like a very competitive nature. So I didn't give a fuck about being graded or anything like that. It was all like I want to compete and fight,
punch people in the face.
And he was saying like how the difference of like transitioning. He was talking about Conor McGregor losing his fight. And he said, if you look at his training videos, which he follows a lot, he said his missus and his and his kid was
chilling out in the gym.
He said, like, no, you need to be like a savage, like ready to be. And he said, like, and he said,
but he went from training in a small little thing in Ireland to having his own like bespoke place, bringing his own people.
Yeah,
he's not like sparring against like savages like he was before.
But he said he is now. He's gotten back on that because he's like, nah, like don't get like because Jeremy was saying like with him, like he said with his daughters there. He said like when he was training for his fight camps and shit, he was saying like. He'd go home and he'd get like real stressed. He'd be like cutting weight, he said, which makes you like stressy anyway. But he said, like, you're in the mindset of like, look, I'm, I want to be this. I don't want to be having cuddles on the sofa with my daughter. Yeah. It's a different thing.
And need my testosterone kind of, flowing.
Yeah, he said, you need your, you need to differentiate. Yeah, it's like, yeah, hello, baby. It's true. Like, it's like,
and then you're just going to go and smash a man's head in and eat his heart.
I was listening to John Danaher the other day as well, and he was saying it.
I'll do that,
man. Well, that's Mike Tyson, doesn't he?
He claims he's going to do it.
Eat you.
But yeah, John Danaher, I was listening to him the other day and he was saying about how many people could have been great fighters but they ended up getting in a relationship.
That makes sense.
Like, do you know
John Danaher is?
No.
He wears a, what's it called?
A rash guard.
He doesn't
wear one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he just wears rash guards.
Everywhere.
So like when he goes out on a date in a really posh restaurant.
He wears a rash guard.
He wears his favourite rash guard.
A special rash guard.
It's because it's case, a cult.
It, no, in case, well, like, he's like a genius, though. He's like, you know, like off the Big Bang Theory.
He's like
the jiu-jitsu version of Sheldon.
He's his whole
thing. So why does he wear a rash guard all the time?
He says it's because it's practical. If you get hot, it absorbs the sweat. It's the most practical item of clothing you're wearing. He gives a really philosophical, scientific-based answer of like why it's a good thing to wear all the time.
I also think it might just be a little bit of a gimmick, just probably, to differentiate.
Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm wearing a rash guard.
But he's, one of the best comments I've seen on one of the YouTube videos it's got, it's like, John Danaher is blatantly a man that knows what human flesh tastes like. Because it's the way he talks in his interview. He's very much like Hannibal Lecter, the way he talks.
Okay.
Where's he from? New Zealand, isn't it? Is he from New Zealand?
I don't know. I think he was made in a lab.
I wish they had rash guards when I did judo, bruv. Because...
Yeah, I heard you say you did judo.
I got mashed up!
You used to do it with Craig.
Yeah, man.
New black belt as well.
I got to...
Oh, no, you said
I got
like
to
green
blue,
with
blue
like...
four tabs. And they wouldn't let me.
What's that in judo?
Well, it's just before brown belt and then black belt. Okay. And then there's all the other weird red little and dance coral. And... all that sort of stuff. But, I should have
do it
on.
In there.
Yeah, and then the Red Brick Church, and then we went from there to Sports Centre, and then I started doing it at the Garraway as well.
Yeah.
I was talking to Gio about out there, and I said, like, how Graham is, like, the John Danaher of that
Graham
place.
Graham Barlow?
Yeah. Like, where he's very, like, he's a kung fu master, and he's, like, very... Just techie and just goes home and just like likes to look on like how just things work.
Read about like martial arts.
And then I said, then you had Stuart there the other day, and I said he's like the opposite. He's like you want to grab his neck and just want to like go like that, like break his arm. Like, you know, it's like he's like.
I learned jujitsu because I realised it's the easiest way to hurt people.
Yeah, but he's good. He's a savage at judo as well. Stuart is. He's like
thing with judo is you don't really want to ask him to show you how to do like an armbar or something. Because he fucking puts it on you big time. I tap 7 times. He's like, yeah, I know, but I've got like another level to go. I'm like, but I haven't.
We have.
My cartilage is shit.
So we were like, was it Friday? We were doing bear hug from the back, escape. And Stu was the, Salvo got Stu to take the class. And it was the one where you basically step around and like take him to the floor. But like Leon, who I was paired up with, was like, could you roll away from this? He's like, nah, because look. And he got me to do it, and then he goes, turn him away. He goes, then you can go like that, and the other person will be smashing you in the head like that. And he goes, or if it was jiu-jitsu, then you could like take the back. He really wanted to get the evidence. Like.
But do you remember when he hated us for a bit? When me and you couldn't work out what to do when we were at that seminar?
Yeah.
The worst day of our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. There was that, Professor Marcos.
Yeah.
The worst day of our life.
I'd only been back about three weeks.
What couldn't you get?
How to do any of it. Everyone else was doing it, and me and Jimps were trying to do it for ages, and then Stu came over, gave us a solid 10 minutes instruction, and then I kind of just like fell over, and I was like, was that it? He's like, no, there's no falling
but
over.
It was the bit after, so then afterwards, like we went back over, and Marcos called everyone over, and I was like, right, and then from that, we're going to go on to the next move. So we all went back to our places, and like Stu came over, so he's like, you two don't even bother, we may as well carry on with the first one. Kick a man when he's down. I already feel about that. that big. I was like, I'm never going to a seminar ever again.
It was like a 3-hour seminar, and I reckon about 2.5 hours. We just
doing the same move.
No, falling in over. The end, we just sat against the wall watching other people going, oh, look, there's 12-year-olds can do it.
Funny, mate. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
I do as well. So,
I want to get some long leg people to come in to do some seminars.
I thought you were going to say podcast, then.
No. Costa did say before we started shooting, he goes, do you want your legs in or out the shot? So,
what did he go for?
In, because he said otherwise it's too much up there. So,
fair play.
In. I did put a poll on my Instagram, but I didn't check the results yet. It's too late anyway, because we've got legs in. Oh, fuck. But yeah, no, I keep trying to do X-Guard. But it's, I'm not good enough at it yet.
I'm just scared to go back because I just don't want to do any surgeries.
So how long did they give you before you can train?
My right one, I can definitely go. My left one, I don't want to go until I wake up in the morning.
So what one did they have to scalpel off your shoulder? Both. They had to scalpel both your shoulders off.
Yeah, get rid of some scar tissue, fix the rotator cuff on one as well. But then when I had my right one done, yeah, I was recovering all right, and then I got E. coli. And I was ill as ass, and then, yeah, my recovery just went through the floor. Sound.
Mate, that roast dinner smells nice, man.
It's a roast dinner, mate. They always smell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to test it? Yeah, I think they are ready.
Yeah, I'll test it.
So, we got our first complaint from this guy.
Brendan, episode one. Was episode one got complaints?
Episode zero.
Episode zero, the yeah. pilot.
Well, do you want to...
Brendan should be our fact checker.
Yeah, it would be good.
So actually, Brendan is the kind of guy who, like, he'll hear a claim on anything, and he'll like to go and look at it and be like, "Well, that's not true."
Sounds factually unrealistic.
So one of the things that he picked up on was the fact that, well, you explain.
Yeah. So no, your exact words were, "I don't understand why people struggle with a diet." If you want
to wait now, I do though.
Yeah,
because man's obese.
Mate, I just went and tried. I ordered an England shirt ages ago. Went to pick it up today, double XL. Yeah. Looked like a fucking sausage skin. Mate. I look like David off of Little Britain. and the guy I was getting it off, Coops, went, "I don't look that bad."
I was like, yeah, he wants to make a sell.
You can see my stretch marks through the shirt. But anyway, no, you said, I don't understand. Like, if you want to get a takeaway, just have some cauliflower wing things.
Right.
And I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, I understand they might be all right, but it's not the same as getting, like, badgie, madras, pila rice, naan bread, 4 poppadoms and some chutney, do you know what I mean?
Get that. So.
And then he started mocking me on Instagram.
Oh, mate, do you know what? We haven't done any ones got to go. We haven't planned them this week.
Yeah, I want to do some of them. They were good last week. On John Seaton's.
Yeah.
The fapping one.
Wait till you hear the ones on Markey's, because the Markey episode ain't out yet. The right, Markey week. One is fucking gold. The
should
one.
You go and show it to the camera first.
The one's got to go.
I've never had this, anything like this. Like I said, I had chicken wings for lunch. Mate, are they cold? Has he done them in the microwave?
I've never had that. What he's done.
How have you made it? Why are they in a Tupperware? They cold?
No.
Microwave?
That's hot, it's hot.
Fucking hell. Mate, you're a wanker. I was actually looking at that thinking, is he fucking being serious? I'm not buying that.
I rang him this morning and I said, you bring in Brendan's cauliflower wings. And he said, mate, I ain't got time for that. I've had such a busy weekend. He goes, do you know what I'm going to do, actually? I'm just going to put some cauliflower and put some hot sauce on. So, yeah, anyone who's not on the camera and is listening to this on Spotify, Roscoe basically just gave Brendan a Tupperware pot full of raw cauliflower with some buffalo sauce on. I'm going to try it.
Have fun. Don't want to ruin my palate.
That is nice.
I've eaten worse things.
Yeah, so have I. Like chicken.
Oh, fucking ridiculous comment. You didn't ask me shit as well. One thing I want to ask you, have you two got any interest in the Euros at all?
No. Yes.
Because?
Potentially could bring me more money.
Oh, what, because you have the games on in their place?
And, if I'm honest,
But you don't get into the flow.
You know, like we spoke about having like a collective myth. Sometimes I feel that football might be like collective myth.
Yeah.
Oh, what? When
it brings people together.
Mate.
And that's what I like about it.
100%.
Do you know, I think, because I know nationalism gets a bad rep. And I understand why it gets a bad rap.
Yeah, that's because people really got pitchforks and torches and that.
But yeah, that's looking like at like certain ramifications of it. But if you look at nationalism from that perspective, like a whole cause of people banding together.
Yeah,
like religion's got its bad points.
Mm. Yeah.
It's because you're being indoctrinated in certain things, but they've also got the good things. Like you've got a group of people who are coming together for a cause.
Mm.
And like, if you're following the moral side of it.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing, right? Mm. Especially in religion, it's like, yeah, you got the woo of it, of like some Jesus doing some fucking crazy shit.
He did do some cool stuff.
Yeah, but like that stuff, it's like how you like it's.
If I was real. Asking you about football.
Yeah, what kind of?
What were we talking about?
No, just, have you like literally got? Can you actually feel the?
I love the way you're interviewing us.
Well, someone's got to do it, aren't they? No, but
no.
Can you feel the hype though?
Yes. No,
you
can't
feel the hype in the country.
I can.
Yeah, but that's because you're in. Is that because you're in the bar?
No, like I've always felt it, like because of my cousins.
Yeah.
Like obviously, I used to go and do it. It didn't mean anything to me, but being in the atmosphere of
right
that,
into it.
I get into it. I don't care who wins, really.
Yeah.
It's more of a. But
well, not even when England play Germany.
That's different.
Yeah.
Shit got a bit mad.
I never played football. I was really shit at it.
So
just like threw me toys out the pram. And then I played rugby, but then I think I only probably did that to try and like impress my dad because I don't even see him every 2 weeks, and maybe I thought, oh, maybe he'll love me more if I was good at rugby.
He might come and see me once a week if I play rugby.
So it's like, I don't know.
But we're like, obviously, we were talking last week. Carvel wants to start playing football.
Mm.
Do you reckon you could get in to go in and watch him every Sunday, like
oh, yeah,
a cold
course.
Day at Lansdowne?
You'd have to.
It's just what you got to do when you have kids, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you reckon you'd get into it though?
Well, yeah.
Watching him do good stuff.
Yeah, you have to. You're doing it for a different reason then, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then just like...
Yeah, because obviously when Kira was doing dance, I'm not really like a massive fan of dance, but when she was doing it...
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you have
got
to pay attention,
isn't
it?
Sort of like learning the words and moves and that.
Yeah, yeah. Pirouettes. You know
maybe
that one?
She got that far.
No? Oh, okay.
She did like this bouncing thing.
So. Oh, street dance.
No, she's just really bad.
Oh, okay.
I like, because at the moment he's just doing taekwondo.
Where's he doing that?
Salford.
Taekwondo is good for kicks.
I just want him to do something.
That's what
Another thing,
was saying
another thing I was speaking
about
to Gio about is actually, he said, what's really interesting, he said, all the 9, 10-year-old kids that he gets coming through his school, he said, are the most uncoordinated people he's ever found. Like, because he's been training, he's been doing his Little Dragons program for...
He was in Bath, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a long time, so he's seen a lot of children come through. I mean, like, he was posting a picture the other day of one of the kids who's, like, 18 now, and right. He had him from, like, when he was, like, training from when he was, like, 10. Do you know what
okay.
I mean? Like, but he said, the ones that are coming through now, he said, it's the worst generation ever. He said, they're so uncoordinated. He said, you need to catch them now. 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
So if you haven't got them training by them, he said, when they come in at 9, 10, he said, it's so hard. He said, they've got no interest. He said, they're so uncoordinated because
they've never done anything.
They've not done anything. They've already been introduced to the Xbox. They're getting these cheap dopamine hits already.
Yeah.
No, but Kai and Kerr have to do a sort of club.
Mm.
And if they want to quit one, you're not allowed on your computer until you found a new club.
Yeah.
Like, Kai's never really found anything he loves, so he like kind of bounces around.
Yeah.
But like,
which is still cool.
That's good.
He's still trying
like,
shit.
Yeah. Learning, like,
he was getting
learning
good at jiu-jitsu,
like.
But then he had a tournament and he went, I can't remember the school's called, it's like something Bumblebee School over that way. And they're like basically wrestlers.
Mm.
And like this kid was just like picking them up, dumping on his head and saying, like,
suplex!
Yeah. And then be like, you can stand up if you want. And Kai was like, oh, no, I kind of want to lay down now. And then he just got battered and he just never really got over it.
Do you still watch wrestling?
Well, pro wrestling?
Yeah.
I haven't for like a couple of years because it just got really shit.
Mm.
Plus you got UFC every weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
That, they all act like it leading up to the fight and then there's actual consequences after.
Mm.
But I watch a WrestleMania with some popcorn and a curry.
I can remember you shouting at your mum, getting really angry because... I think I can't remember which way around it was.
No, it was.
Walking with dinosaurs.
No,
it was
Aragorn,
wasn't it?
It was dragons or wrestling.
Right,
the film Aragorn.
Right, okay.
And wrestling. And
right.
Obviously, we were out, and they were both on record.
Right.
And she got rid of fucking like Monday Night Raw and recorded Aragorn. I just remember I was sat there so angry. I like dragons. I like wrestling more than dragons. Then she just looked at me and went, oh, what are you?
So to put it in
perspective,
that's what I'm looking for anyone who doesn't know Brendan, because
basically Bam Bam.
He's not really on here for us to talk to him about anything.
Just had nothing else to do.
We just wanted to talk to him because he's
funny.
Yeah, so he's just, I mean, but when we were growing up, Brendan was a very extravagant character.
Extravagant. I don't think that's the right word.
You're not.
I didn't wear like waistcoats into town.
No, but the worst story I was going to tell was better than that. So you had a shower downstairs in your house, and you walk through one day.
I remember that.
Stark bollock naked for your house, and your mum tells you. She says, Brendan, put a towel around you. So you go, okay. And instead of putting a towel around your waist, you grab the towel, wrap it around your shoulders and carry it on walking through the house. Happy now?
Oh, Rich and Wens.
Like, yeah. You're putting through some madness, mate.
When did I meet you? Like 15, 16?
On a bus, wasn't it, when we were like 16? Oh, and there were some kids, there's someone throwing up on the bus.
The private school kids.
Private school,
what was it?
Near Shepton Mallet, yeah.
They started throwing up all over the back of the bus.
Right.
And I lived in Peasown, obviously you lived out.
I was at Radstock, yeah.
Yeah, I just obviously played rugby against you and like seen you around. I was like, that was fucking weird, wasn't it? And he's like, you know, I just rang my mum, she's going to come pick me up from Peasown. Yeah.
But then I am. Because I used to see you come into
like
thingies.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
And then I started hanging around with you because I moved to Hansard Square.
Yeah.
I started going around to Woodsy's.
Yeah, up at Fox Hill, yeah. That was a good period of life.
Yeah, from the age of like 16 to, 21, we just...
smashed it.
Destroyed Rich and Wen's like life every
got
weekend.
In their bed naked.
Yeah, mate.
I remember once...
Parties every... like,
wait, what was it you were telling me about the other day about the...
throwing in cutlery.
Yeah, talk about that one. Let's talk about that.
We were off our heads. We been up all night. And what, we were...
Drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Say drinking heavily.
Yeah. And we were there and I encouraged Brendan to throw all his mum's cutlery and that on the lawn. And I was like, let's frisbee it on the day. He threw it like all at the grass. And I remember his dad come down at first thing in the morning. And everyone was in the garden and he's like, what the fuck are you doing?
It was literally like Bam Bam Margera.
Oh,
was it Bam Bam Margera?
Yeah, Bam Margera.
It
was just like, all the cutlery and like all the
just everything in the kitchen.
It was just all on the grass
just
in the garden.
Just stupid shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you take influence from Jackass?
No.
For this stuff?
Or I think they took influence from him, I think.
No, but we just used to like go caddies or whatever on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And like me and Jim's, because you basically moved in for a couple of years, didn't you? He had like his own bed.
Nice.
So I had a double bed and there was a single bed.
Nice.
Which was
in
Jim's.
The same room?
Yeah. And like, so we'd get ready up at mine, like put aftershave on and that, you know, sick.
Normal
chicks.
Wet wipes.
Bit dupe.
Fucking love it, dupe.
Pink or green?
Dupe white jeans and a pack of Embassy.
My mum. this is when we're like 20 years old. My mum would sit me and him down and be like, right, okay, you two, go out and have fun. No problem with that. Do whatever you want to do. Don't bring anybody back to this house. Sound, mum. 3 o'clock in the morning, like 45 people in the kitchen.
No, wait,
and
Dino,
in the garden. Oh, man.
Dino rocks out that time with a paint. Comes rocks out, you know. Doofed up off his nut, like fucking girding at the door, and he's like a load of paint pots in his hand, like, no! Where he got the paint from?
I brought that paint. I was like, what paint? I'm in bed. He's like,
I'm in bed.
I went, what paint? He's like, this paint. I went, didn't ask for any paint. Like, yeah, but I got it. I was like, yeah, sounds.
Well, I guess that's the most important thing.
And then I was like, well, you might as well come in then. There's some beers in the fridge. He was like, you were still up, weren't you?
Yeah.
Weird as fuck.
Probably. Always am, and I always was.
Because I was trying to think from like the first time I met you.
I don't know. I don't know most of the times I've met anyone.
But my earliest memory, do you remember having a food fight in the... Mate, that was...
Where was that?
In the... it was on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it was in Green Park, wasn't it?
No, the one down on Loxbrook. It used
Dolphin,
to be the Dolphin.
The Dolphin, yeah.
So I remember...
I got upset.
We were sat there and I was just like going... an escapee. I'm flicking pee one at a time at him. And he's going, yeah, all right, mate, stop fucking it. We don't really know each other.
Didn't even know it.
Just carry on. He's like, mate, I'm going to slam the steak in your face. How I'm doing that. I was like, okay. Escaping. He just grabbed the stage. Like, you're being serious. So then I started chucking whatever I had. Everyone's going, YouTube, stop being dickheads. And then I remember because the woman came over.
Yeah, she got upset.
Yeah,
man.
She got ripped. Well, obviously, it's Christmas Eve. Like, family's around and that. And we're, if I was in there now with my kids,
I'd be
like,
kicking off.
Do you actually understand how disrespectful that is? I'm here with my daughter on Christmas Eve. But anyway, the woman turns around and goes, right, you've got two choices. You either pay and sit down, or you take your steak and go. I can have the steak for free. She's picked up the hairy steak off the floor. Got a chew, and then we were just walking down the fucking canal. And then Liam Wynn started on us. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to pay £40 for you. I was like, why did you pay £40? The woman said we weren't allowed to leave and she'd ring the police. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Mate, just tell her to fuck off. It wasn't you. And no, you're not getting £40 off me.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, that's my earliest memory.
Where's he eating these days?
That's a funny one.
He was like your arch nemesis, wasn't he?
No, he just... always
I've never
bickered.
Been a fan of him, either.
Just always bickered. Do you know what I mean?
He's got weird coloured skin. He's like greeny.
Crap face.
Yeah.
He's not... Yeah, no, he's not as bad these days.
I can remember when Dickoff beat him up at a nerd's wedding.
No, I remember when he got beat up in the pub. When Dickoff... Again.
Yeah, Dickoff just beat him up.
Dickoff's very angry, though, isn't he?
Oh, angry as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, not like the other two, he's like proper stressed.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah.
So I met the angriest I've ever made him.
What, Dickoff?
Yeah, because he hates Facebook. Mm. So yeah, I made him a Facebook. And I'd like, there's a picture of him.
Hasn't he still got that? Like, that's
still on
Facebook.
Yeah, like every year on like a random, like June the 19th, it just comes up. Dickoff's birthday. I just send him a picture. He's like, you're just a fucking swat, get rid of it. I'm like, mate, I don't even know what the password could even possibly, or like the email address. But yeah, so I was just like, yeah, set it up. I was like, mate, how long have you been on Facebook? He's like, you better not have done it. you better not fucking done it. And then he's like, you better not put any stupid pictures up. So it was just like everything was just him in like swimming shorts in like Benidorm or whatever.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah.
Are you going Benidorm?
I've got tickets and I've got, I've got flights and I've got the hotel. Because I'm going with Ben, and I
am booked.
I have to wait and see what happens with all this COVID shit, really.
I was having a conversation
with, even if you'd be able to travel if you want to add two.
I don't think that certain countries are going to
go with it. No, they won't.
They're gagging so much for people to come back.
Yeah,
like,
they
I don't
need
care
the money.
What you've got.
They need the
like,
money, innit?
Do you mean?
It's like Turkey have already said
Spain,
that,
I can imagine doing it, because they're like pretty much EU.
Half English anyway.
Yeah, but like I think if you go to a place like Egypt, they're going to be like, fuck
mate, Turkey.
We've been starved by tourism
I don't
for so
think
long.
Spain will care, because they get so much tourism from England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you go to Spain, you don't actually have to hear a Spanish word. For
I suppose.
Week.
Yeah. I suppose it boils down to how many people have the vaccine, how many people don't. Because a lot of the young people are like, nah. I mean.
Well, no. Apparently, they've had one of the biggest uptakes, haven't they? Since they've gone over 25.
That's
like
what
students and that.
Mm. Well, that's what they've said. But then it's like, are they tested again? Are they testing more or what? Because I know our work now. Like they've done this thing of like everyone, they want people to do the home tests and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And my missus, for her job, she has to test 3 times a week. Wow. She's bank staff. She's like part time, but she's got to do 2 lateral flow, which is the ones you just do
the
at
rapid.
Home and you get you get the result. And she's got to do 1 PCR.
Where do they do the
per
PCR?
Week. At her work, because she's a sport worker.
They have to,
worker,
I don't
so
think they like, have to.
For her job, for her to be,
I thought
for her
just
to do
deny
a shift,
it.
For her to do a shift, they. This
I'm
part
pretty
of her
sure
company
that's
policy.
Illegal.
I don't think it is.
It's
really?
A
company.
It's a private company.
It's
a private company, isn't
it? But also,
if you've got a private company,
you're protecting people as well, aren't
you? Yeah. So,
yeah,
and again, if you've got your own company, and you say, "Well, this is what you need to do."
Yeah.
Someone said, "Don't want it." I said, "Well, we'll find someone else then."
Yeah.
It's like I always say that, like about my work. It's like we're lucky; we're very heavily unionized. But at the same time,
can't turn down like a drug
if the,
test.
But even that, like, if the company wants to go, right, these are the new contract, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
They don't have to go for the union. I mean, like,
they just try and keep them on side.
I mean, like, in, within their right as a corporate company, you can be like, no, this is the new contract, sign it or leave it.
Mm.
Ta-da. I mean, it'd be a bit like tricky because it's quite a long time to train someone.
Am I allowed to ask if you two are having the vaccine, or is that like asking?
No,
we spoke about
it
earlier.
I'm
never going to get it.
Not never. That's not like.
Yeah, no.
I know you keep talking about your antibodies.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did that?
Well, they're like that's what I've been looking at for the past couple of weeks is the antibody things, and my thing is this: it's too new. We don't know enough about it. That's it, end of story.
Yeah, so but you
like
say that.
One time they're like, yeah, it's 8 months for the antibodies, and that's how long it will last. Then the next one will say it's only 2 months. And then the next one, like I said, is the severity of the case of COVID depends on how much antibodies you have. Then there's other ones that are saying it'll last forever. So it's like, I'm going to take the vaccine.
Having had it as well. At some point. But if I know my body can fight it off, I'm willing to take the risk of having it again than the mRNA vaccines that they've got on offer at the moment. I think they should be doing it in pockets of elderly and vulnerable people and being more open and honest. I just think there's so much, like, again, with pharmaceutical companies, I think there's so much dishonesty and stuff being branded about. They don't give a fuck. Like, obviously, we know pharmaceutical companies don't care about profit. And, like, for example, Bill Gates, when he done the whole thing with, like, the Oxford one, it's like, no, this should be open source. We want anyone to be able to have it. We don't want it patent. Bill Gates goes in and convinces them that the right thing to do is sell it to AstraZeneca. Like,
that happened, I don't even know.
That happened. Like, that is why it's AstraZeneca.
But then again, you say that, but Bill Gates is just a businessman.
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what he does.
Because I'm going to wait for the Johnson & Johnson one, because you've only got to have one jab. Because I'm going to have to really work myself up to do it, because I'm
scared of needles.
Have you had
last time I had a blood test, I hyperventilated.
Wow. And why didn't you just not look at it?
No, because it's in the room. It's right. And the doctor was going, if you keep on breathing like that, you're going to pass out. I was like,
ask him about,
thanks for helping.
Yeah, well, I passed out.
Ask him about clowns and needles.
Why would you say that?
Why would you do that for? Got to walk out into a fucking lane in a minute, psycho.
In the broad daylight.
Oh, my God. Mate, you think clowns didn't come out at night? No, I'm not a fan of clowns either, to be fair.
But yeah, I think... I don't know. For me personally,
did you watch the Brett Weinstein thing the other day with I can't remember what the dude
the
was
live
called.
Stream.
Nah, basically he was talking about the vaccine, and then he was talking about
ivermectin.
By the end of the year, there's a medicine that's already
ivermectin.
Out. Maybe
ivermectin,
and he was saying that it can treat it.
Yeah,
it's so ivermectin. Then why
ivermectin in early stages, and not hydroxychloroquine, which was laughed about because Trump said it and some crazy woman had spoke about it.
Yeah.
But there is actually data. Like, but the trouble is when a few people that are like a bit like
crazy.
a bit
whatever
left field say something,
Trump
everyone
says,
jumps on that.
Yeah,
but there is
whatever
actual studies. But they're worse thing than that. But than Trump, there was a crazy lady who's like a bit batshit, who's like
into
proper
nurse woman,
the one who's into like some
blonde
real alternative shit, and she's like,
oh yeah, rub blueberries on your forehead.
Yeah,
like,
she was like really in some alternatives, and she was saying about it, and like, because when you got people like that saying it, it's like, and then people love to
it
like
discredit
that.
It.
And but there is data on it saying like, nice.
Yeah, so that's
right.
The other thing is like, because they were saying in that there's certain doctors in America that won't administer the vaccine until they've done antibody tests.
That's
probably the right way to
that
do
is
it.
The correct way of doing it.
Yeah,
but again,
but then again, it all comes down back to this whole thing where it's like, we don't know enough about it. It keeps changing. Mm.
But
the
I know that I'm not gonna, what's it called? Yeah, because that's what data does.
Yeah,
because it's so early. But the I'm not having a jab every year. I don't need to, like...
So which one is that they're saying that you've
Johnson
got to do
Johnson,
it?
But then...
What, you've got to have it every year?
No, all of them, it'll be every... You're going to have a booster, like, every year, they reckon. But the Johnson & Johnson one, they've just got rid of... They've had to, like, destroy 60 million doses.
Yeah.
Because the factory they made it in, they went in and did a test, it was all, like, dirty and that.
Well, yeah. Johnson & Johnson, this is the same company which is getting sued and losing all their court cases for talking powder.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. They can't even do baby talcum powder without giving people cancer.
At our eyes, and they are fucking
everywhere. No, but the thing
everywhere.
Is, never, that's, did you
baby
read up
powder
on that?
For ants.
No, go on.
Did you read up on the baby powder one?
Nah.
Because there's never been a link proved.
No.
What it is what the stuff they use the talc for
right.
has got, is it asbestos? Mm. In its original form, before they break it down, it's got asbestos in.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is that could cause cancer. Okay. And there was no proof that it could.
There wasn't like an actual scientific link.
No, but they, and because they didn't just go, there was, they went for like this amount and they said like basically, right, there's no proof, but there is a chance, so let's just go there. And when people go, oh, 300 million quid, that's like nothing.
That's nothing to them people, no.
But the, Yeah, baby powder. So we've got ants. So baby powder for repelling ants. We've got their mate, they're fucking everywhere in our kitchen. There is
ants.
Oh mate.
Kill them off.
A nightmare. So looked online, what's like a safe way? I don't really want to go start putting ant repellent everywhere because the kids would be like, what's that? And exactly the same thing happened. I put the baby powder down. Cecily and Carvalho are like, what's that? And they're rubbing their hands in it. Do you know what I mean? So I've got, I put like baby powder all around the doorstep. But it's working. So now I've just got the ones that are trapped in the kitchen that I need to get rid of.
Oh, well, they won't go through it?
They won't go through it. But there's no more coming in. But there's still loads keep reappearing from the skirting board.
Right.
And it's like, fucking, mate. They're fucking everywhere.
Why don't you get ant stops? Get an ant stop.
What's an ant stop?
It's like a little black box and they just crawl into it, I think. That's what we use at work.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And then
obviously you don't get like fucking all the like nasty chemicals everywhere.
I had some really good Manuka honey, which I got when I had COVID.
Naughty boy.
So I got the
naughty?
You're not allowed some honey.
Why not?
Oh yeah. Bees did that, you son of a bitch.
You killed them.
I value my life more than the bees.
You've been speaking to say that, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't bring you no eggs. Fuck.
Yeah, but we still don't know where those eggs went.
I wouldn't mind an egg
in the car
from a chicken.
I think we probably left it in the Uber.
Probably. Probably hatched.
Or even.
Driver's a fuck's that in the back.
I was actually so excited because I've never actually like picked my own eggs.
Oh, really?
He went out and got them from
went
the
out, started playing
from
with the chickens and that.
Yeah, rude.
I thought Cecily loved the chickens, so yeah. I was like, oh, chicken. And apparently it's the one that pecks her. She was like, ah!
But peck me!
Stuck. She was like stuck in the cage with her. So I was like, oh. But yeah, no, I was really excited to eat them. And then I think we just left them in the Uber.
Yeah, I forgot to bring them. I'll get you some. Yeah, if you're hanging around for the gin tasting in a bit,
we need to come to yours anyway because we've got the seats and the thing. God,
yeah.
Left them in your garden.
Yeah, yeah. Mate, you should have come to Farley River that day.
Mate, I wasn't getting out of bed. I was so ill.
Farley's banging. What? Farley Swimming Club?
Yeah.
It's banging.
We join every year. It's 25 quid for the year.
What is it then? I thought you were just going to the river.
It's like Worley.
It's a river.
Good.
But they got like a diving board and stuff. It's like
you
Worley.
You go over the two little bridges and
yeah,
take
and then
the
on your right. So it's like Worley Weir, but Worley Weir is like the Wild Wild West and unregulated. This place is like.
Were you there when Tommy D almost died and I had to like jump in and save him?
No. But yeah, do you know what I mean? Like this place is like regulated. It's like they clean the place. It's like the grass is kept clean. The rubbish is like. It's a lot more family oriented.
No hepatitis in the water.
No, they test the water regularly. Yeah. So I mean, they go and actually do tests, and then they'll say, "No, we can't. Don't go in the water today because there's high levels of whatever." So yeah, it's 25 quid for the year for the whole season, and then you just go in and take.
You ever been in the castle?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm just gonna get Bella.
All right. She here? Yeah.
If there's any bears left, I'm gonna grab one on the way.
Yeah, I'm quite parked.
Thank fuck, he's gone.
It's the Jimson show.
Beard squared.
But yeah, no, it's sick. Like going down there.
Sorry, I'm trying to
hangover.
Check the football score because England have actually kicked off. But my phone turned off because it was too hot. Go on, Karen, talking.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, like getting in the water on a hangover that day after we went to that.
How did you feel after that day?
I was hungover.
Yeah, I didn't.
I was hungover.
Anything past 2 o'clock, it really. Destroys me.
But going to the river sorted me out. If I didn't go out and like I started to lie down on the sofa, and I went upstairs to get ready, and I got on bed, I led in the bed. And Shani kind of just what it says. She's like, "What are you doing?" I led in the bed and I just chatted across. Don't judge me. She came in and just like, "Get out of bed." Yeah,
that was the first time I ever met her when she said that.
Don't judge me.
Yeah, remember?
I said that to her though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But the first time I ever met her, she got in the back of the car, like, fell over with hills on and that. I was like, what is that?
Is that who you're going to spend the rest of your life with?
You're actually going to mate with that. But no, she is sound, isn't she? I like you, Shan.
Yeah, sure. We were talking about, who was we talking to about? Polygamy and monogamy. I think that was the one it was just us two.
No, that was
2 weeks
you
ago.
Said and...
No, on podcast. Oh, literally, like,
we
5 minutes ago.
Saturday
well, not 5 minutes
night.
Ago, but yeah. We were talking about. Was that when it was just me and you? We were talking about the relationships.
Yeah, cheap.
Spending your life with him. Huh?
15 minutes.
Yeah, cool. Is there only one beer left, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do you want a share?
Yeah, oh, dear. Want. Look at this.
Have you had a test?
Yeah, I used Coy's from school.
I don't give a shit.
Well, we're sat close enough anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what were you actually talking about in your polygamy thing?
He said, do you think it's different if a woman cheats on a man than a man cheats on a woman?
Does it mean more?
Or is it just as bad?
I think it probably hurts a man's ego more, I guess. No, I don't know, it's probably the same.
But like for the vindictiveness of the act, there's on rather than taking individual accounts into it,
yeah.
when a female cheats on a male, is it worse than when a male cheats on a female?
No.
That's what we both said. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought it was a trick question.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, no, the theory there was an like argument, the whole thing but... where it's like men will go out, get pissed up, girl come onto him, put it on him, they'll beat it, they'll boss, they'll be like, I want to get back to
it. Like it's a piece of meat.
Yeah, and then Roscoe like, is not doing year seven sex education lessons.
No, and then you bust, and then you're like, I want my missus, and you go back to your missus. Whereas a woman,
I don't know, I've never done it.
What cheated?
Mate, I don't think I could take the fucking stress.
I did when I was younger before I realised that other people had feelings too.
It's not all about me. What do you mean it's not all about me?
No, but you know when you see like blokes and they've got like different girls on the go?
Yeah, it's hard. It's stressful.
Mate, Sadie does my fucking head in. Love her to bits. But imagine having two.
Ooh.
That'd be just... Oh, you, anything worse.
When you and Sadie left our house the other night after we went to the cider farm, Shani said... They haven't got very much nice to say about each other, have they?
No, no, but that's the way. But I haven't got anything nice to say about you, and you're like my best mate.
Yeah.
Like, people, I watch Jimson like, fucking stinks of shit. Crap personality. But yeah, but that's
crap
just
personality stinks of shit.
Average face.
Safe, mate. Love you too.
But yeah, I'm like a negative person.
Yeah,
but always, positive.
Yeah, because I always think
two negatives make. Yeah, I always
feel like Nietzsche. You'd like.
That's a racing horse, isn't it?
No, he's the philosopher who like held the whole human race like into contempt and thought they were like what Jordan Peterson basically gets all his learning from was Nietzsche. Okay. Nietzsche was the like he didn't think much about humans.
Right,
he was very negative.
No, but I think a lot of when I am negative, a lot of it is just. It's always like a punchline, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's never like,
I'm just being fucking hate Sadie. For the sake of it.
Yeah.
It's like, just point out something she did and laugh. Laugh about it.
Yeah. Yeah. At her expense.
Yeah, and she does the exact same to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you both do. Saying that, I don't think me and my missus like each other much
she
either.
She fucking hates you, mate. That's not even a love-hate relationship. She just thinks you're a twat.
Do you know what, though? I think those kind of relationships last longer.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, when people are all nicey-nice and then suddenly they have an argument, they don't know what to do in an argument. Whereas me and Sade, when we start being nice to each other, I'm like,
oh,
what the fuck?
Oh, what's she done? What have you been doing?
Yeah. Why are you being nice?
Did you forget to put my chicken in the fridge?
Did you film over my dragons?
But yeah, no, you're right. I think like, you know what I mean? It's like when you look at like those old people who like nag in relationships, they're just naggers. They just nag at each other and it's like, I don't know, I like it.
But they love each other though, don't they?
Yeah.
But I complain about say nagging at me, but at the same time, if she didn't, I would just lay there and probably become one with the sofa. You know, like when that really fat woman, she got so fat while she was sat on the sofa for like months, where her, obviously, like, ass started growing and that, it like intertwined with the sofa.
Wow. It had to be like fibres.
Through the fibres and that, and actually had to be like
surgically removed from the sofa. Yeah.
I was looking at it. Do you know, it's,
no one else can say they did it.
Do you know, it's actually quite rare for people to get that fat. That's where diabetes comes from. Diabetes is the protective mechanism to stop your body getting that fat. So that's why you have high cases of diabetes and not people that are fucking ridiculously
getting that,
fat.
Like my sort of size.
Yeah, I mean, you get to a certain point and then your body gets diabetes.
Starts going, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Here you are. This is ridiculous.
Have some of that. You can't have sugar. It's a protective mechanism.
Insulin says I can.
I'm going to feel ill after, but I bet I can.
It's like there was a manager at work. Yeah, he was there one day outside. And he come in and he was... He goes, fucking hell, I was going to repeat on me. And he goes, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. I was like, what? And he'd just eaten two sausage rolls.
Oh, indigestion.
Right, but he's fucking gluten intolerant. He goes, I'm gluten intolerant. What?
That's
goes,
like 80% gluten.
Yeah, it's fucking sausage rolls. Like, processed sausage and pastry. And he's like, yeah, I'm gluten intolerant. I was like, what'd you eat? And he goes, because they fucking taste good. Fucking
Northern.
Mate,
I'm like that.
Is he Northern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what I should eat. Mm. But then I just pick up T-bone steak roysters. Chicken's all right.
Instead, is it?
Yeah,
well, it's better for you than fish, man.
It's like the crisps and that.
The trouble with fish as well, it's like the oceans are so fucking polluted now.
Yeah. Mash up.
You think like all the years of like companies just pumping fire retardant chemicals into the streams and rivers and anything. Stuff. And they say now when you eat fish, like they were saying, or even drink water, they were saying the amount of plastic, that's in it is like fucking astronomical. Mm. You know, and that's even like because they're tap water. Then tap water is actually better than bottled water. It's more regulated. It's more regulated. Tap water has to be
off gem.
Yeah. Do you remember you could have like a bottle of Evian that's been sat in a fucking container for however long? They only test certain batches.
In the sun used to work in the in London Underground, and he said he would never buy like a drink or crisps or anything from like a railway shop or like underground shop. Because at night when no one's around, you just see all the rats just running all over everything.
They say that about cans, isn't it?
Yeah.
They say don't drink from a can because you don't know what cellar that can's been sat in for how long and how many rats have crawled over it. We've got rats in the garden. They seem to
have we seen some, didn't we?
Did you get that cat?
No.
You didn't get it?
No. Oh. I've got a cat.
Just train them to make food.
Did you know what though? There's one of the neighbours' cats. One of the neighbours' cats keeps coming in.
Doing this business.
What, and fucking the rats up?
Yes.
Does it do a shit?
Nah, they were, but like recently we haven't had one for a while.
Do the cats attack the chickens?
No. The chickens were like kind of like gang up. And
yeah, good.
There was a young one. There was a young ginger cat that kept coming in. And
fucking teenagers.
It was like, it kept coming in to try and play with the chickens and they'd make hell of a racket.
Or
and
play with them or eat them.
Like, play with them. Like,
they don't eat food anyway. They just play with them until they die.
Yeah, bite the like, mouse's head off. Like, and they want to eat it. Or will they just eat the brains, don't they? They've got that. Cats have got a thing for eating. Well, the cats
are
not.
They are evil,
eat the head.
Mate.
Eat the head and just leave the body. Like,
cats are shit.
Yeah,
my mum's because we've always had cats at my mum's and like they just do that. You'd rather find like a headless mouse or a rat somewhere and it's just like, I mean, just eat the head and leave the rest of it. But yeah, there was this young ginger one used to go in and you'd hear the chickens making out of rackets. Like, is there a fox in here? Is there a fox? And you go out, it's not just a little.
So just fucking, a ginger cat.
Just a little ginger kitten. Fucking
trying to play.
Yeah.
Get some mates.
Oi, Costa.
Did you do any of these things then?
No, we didn't. We, mate, we had the ones got to go. We ain't done one's got to go. This,
oh, yeah.
What, number house?
Yeah.
55.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, 55.
55.
Yeah, cool.
One's got to go.
One's got to go.
We'll just make five up on the spot.
I'm making five up on the spot. Wrestling or track?
No, that was too easy.
Well, no, because now it's changed. Wrestling can do one.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Mate, so you've watched like Game of Thrones and that?
I've watched
Game of Thrones. I watched Khaleesi. When I made that. Savagery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Muay Thai or Jiu Jitsu?
Ooh.
What, go?
Yeah.
Muay Thai.
Got to go.
Okay.
All right. Indian food or Mexican food?
Mate, that's quite difficult, man.
Can I still make?
No.
Indian burritos with my leftovers on a Sunday morning.
Mm.
That's going to be Mexican anyway. I fucking love bhaji. Yeah. Yeah, Mexican can go.
Okay.
I would agree.
Cider or a beer?
That's hard, isn't it? I'd like to mix the two, to be honest.
Cocktail.
But cider, I'd have to go. So I'd like having a beer out of a bottle.
Yeah. After the rats have run over it and pissed all over it.
No, that's cans. Oh, bottles aren't so bad. It's the cans with the little dipped in lids.
Drink out of cans as well, to be fair. Yeah. It was last night. Heineken cans.
I'm not going to ask cauliflower or chicken.
Oh, no, because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what number it was. 55. What? Oh, is there more?
You meant to do five, you've done three.
You
should probably write them down before.
Bill Gates.
Jeff Bezos.
Bill Gates, because I really want to see how this Jeff Bezos thing turns out. Like, is he Lex Luthor? And if he does start doing that, will we get Superman?
But isn't Bill Gates very Lex Luthery?
No, but he's shit though, isn't he? Like, if you look at... thing is with Bezos, the way he looks now... yeah. It's like, if he was taking over the world...
He does look like Lex.
But you ended up in a room with him. Like, if you ended up in a room with Bill Gates, very confident, all of us could, like, put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
Like, one to one. But Jeff Bezos looks like he's probably doing some Muay Thai training, a bit of jiu-jitsu, and would be a savage.
Have you ever seen the Warren Buffett and Bill Gates chat where Warren Buffett's like basically saying like there's like, look, it doesn't matter, you would have been eaten by tigers. He goes, you're not really an evolutionary masterpiece. He goes, you're just very good at computers. And they're like basically saying like how they're both like weasels basically.
Yeah.
And like if you look at it on an evolutionary scale, how basically was saying how like it's changed. They're just like brain boxes, but like
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because we've got houses in that now, haven't we?
Mm. Mm. They protect us from animals.
So like tigers, like we're gonna get you. Mm. I'm just gonna lock the door.
I'm just gonna close the door.
they say that about they say that about women now. Like why women are still so very paranoid about their kids running off into places because they still got that evolutionary trait in them.
Pedophiles.
If they turn around, well, yeah, now, but. Like,
what, the women,
tiger? Do you mean like you're constantly worried that a tiger or a snake? No, but it's like,
you're scared of the dark. They reckon you're scared of the dark because
you can't see.
But it's been passed through your
DNA
where it used to be when it got dark.
The predators
hide. Yeah. Do you Andy from up at Jiu-Jitsu, Sri Lankan?
Yeah,
family.
Yeah.
So his nan and granddad still live in Sri Lanka, and he said he used to go to Sri Lanka, and he said they've got the like mosquito and snake nets over them when they go to sleep. He said when it's nighttime, it's fucking nighttime, you've got candles, but there's no electricity. It's like when it gets dark, you go to bed. And he said, no matter how fucking dark it gets, you see those snakes hissing above you when you're fucking sleeping. And he was there, and he said he'd like be petrified. And he said, like, all of his like family in Sri Lanka would come over and just laugh at him and just like whack him out the room with a broom, like it's nothing.
Mate, I don't
he's just like there because he's been brought up here.
Even like seeing slow worms moving fast.
Only seen one in my whole life at the sandpits, and I ran away.
We got a family in the back garden. There's about 7 or 8 of them.
Slow worms.
Well, I doubt that.
Can I come round and see them?
I was going to say, I doubt they're there anymore. Oh. We ripped up the whole garden and put down artificial grass. But
you murderer!
No, but there are still a few that live in the top. But they actually do look like full-blown snakes, don't they?
Yeah.
First time I seen it, I was like, "Why is that?"
I remember we were outside. Whose wedding did you invite us all to?
Millie's, sisters, wasn't
it? So we went there and
slow worm face.
We were off red and we're outside with stocks here.
It was an aggressive night, smashed up the hotel room.
Yeah.
Was I there?
It was like,
and then he grasped me up to my mum.
Was I there?
the morning after.
What was the wedding that we went to and got ready at yours?
Nah.
Was that Dickoff's?
Don't know.
Dickoff's not married. Nerd.
Well, no, I get confused between them.
We were there. His room looked like Scrappy Challenge. We went and got one of them spare beds, and there was like this, like the springy mattress and that. And like we were outside in the morning, like his mum had come out, woke up. We'd been up all night, and his mum comes out in the morning, and she's like, fucking. What was he like last night? I went, you want to see the state of the room?
Grass me up to my mum.
Mate, it was disgusting. 23
years old, grass me up to my mum.
It was disgusting. Yeah, it was hilarious.
And then she made me clean it up while she watched with her hands like this.
Folded.
Yeah. I was dying. I only had about 17
minutes. Lent Tommy D my car for the night, and he was just driving
around. Why did you do that?
Got him to come back and pick us up in the morning. Like, we were just rolling off our heads, man.
Thomas D.
No, I'll tell you who it was. It was Tim and Kaylee's wedding. That's who it was.
Mate. Did I?
That's when you got your willy out and went, oh, black people are so easy to wind up.
Well, you are
shook
very
your willy
easy
in my face. I was like, go away.
Because I had the, what's it called? I had like a 7-bedroom suite, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I got there and there was like a car accident. So the manager wasn't there and they had this woman there. She's like, it's my first day. There's literally no one else there. Where's your room? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Can you just have a look over there? Well, I can't remember what I said, but she went and looked over there. I crossed my name out of one thing, and there's this thing that was called like the King's Suite or whatever. And it had 7 bedrooms. And I just put my name there, and she's like, oh, that's a very nice room. I was like, thank you. I had free, what's it called? So I paid like £70 for my original room, and then I rented out rooms at like £50 a night, where people are like, yeah, no, I'll just get a lift back from Froome. I was like,
stay on mate.
It was like free kitchens. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, sick. We need one more. Do we need one more?
What?
One's got to go, Costa. Do you think of one?
What?
One's got to go. Can you think of one?
One's got to go.
Fucking hell,
one of the questions.
I wasn't here for most of the time.
Oh. One's
got to
go.
Gas or electric?
Gas. That was fucking shit.
It was shit. Yeah, was shit. I'm glad you said it.
Boris or Trump?
Ooh.
Oh. See, I find them both entertaining.
Boris.
Yeah, they should both have their own comedy shows.
All right, I'd say Boris.
I don't know.
Trump needs a podcast.
Yeah, Trump does need a podcast. I don't actually know which one I'd get rid of. I think I'd rob probably Boris.
Right, I think. Or Trump.
What's that?
Putin? No, I keep Putin, mate.
Putin's a savage. He like rides around. He rides around on a horse with his top off.
Yeah,
he's
wham.
Like, he's like a judo, like supermaster or whatever. Grandmaster.
Was was it KBI, KGI? What are they called?
KGB.
KGB. Close.
KGB. Yeah, he's a savage.
Yeah. 1 minute. Oh, cool. So, what is your personal meaning of life, Brendan?
What, for me personally?
Yeah, for you personally.
Or the human race as a whole?
Do you?
Raise little people that are better than me.
Cool.
Pretty much about it. Live vicariously through them when they're doing good stuff. Tell them they're crap when they're doing bad stuff.
Sounds good. And be nice to your girlfriend.
Yeah, but then we get bored of each other, so.
Fair.
Fuck you, Sade. Love you, Bab. Take away tonight.
All right.
Sound.
Cool, that was it then. So that was episode 10.
That was episode 9. No, 10.
No, 10. Episode 10 at Jimson Roscoe Show.
Wait, how is it 10 if there's only one left and this is your third bank of four?
We had to cut one short last time. Dad Bob couldn't make it last time and we just
didn't do anything.
Oh, we were going to do one on our own last time. We were like, fuck it, let's just knock on the head. We only did three last time.
Anyway, big up Brendan. Boom, boom, boom.
Table tennis paddle.
Racket.
There it is.